Bible translation team is helping on-site in a devastated village in Nepal. It's a rough world, and ministry's meeting it head-on with prayer and thanksgiving. And how does image shape your concept of God? We've got a story on that next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of people are still missing in Nepal as food and help begin trickling into remote areas after last week's earthquake. Wycliffe Associates' Nepali staff are helping in a community north of Kathmandu, where 70% of it was destroyed. They're providing food and tents for now, but also...
The real challenge for anyone on the ground there is to balance the immediate response, the compassionate response that's called for in this kind of an urgent situation, against the long-term ministry needs and ministry impact that's going to change things for the long haul.
When the quake hit, a translation team was on their way into a city to complete their New Testament project. They agonized between moving forward and going back. In the end, the thousands of eternities at stake helped them decide.
They are continuing their journey to Kathmandu because they are so intent on progressing in their translation that they don't want this to delay them.
Pray wisdom for the ministry teams as they figure out how best to help in the days ahead. At missionnews.org, we've posted a couple of links if you want to help out. Next, it's a rough world out there. Over 1 million kids are trafficked every year, and 6 million are stuck in forced labor. Yet God is at work. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says they're holding a global day of thanksgiving and prayer tomorrow.
We're wanting to thank God for his provision and his blessings, but then also pray for some of the needs and challenges that we as an organization face daily around the world.
Kids Alive is helping vulnerable kids in 15 countries. As they meet physical needs and share the hope of Christ, young lives are forever changed.
It is God alone who transforms lives. Kids that have been exposed to witchcraft and kids who come from the streets and exposed to all kinds of terrors, they come into our programs and we've really seen their lives turned around.
Find more at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. The global orphan crisis isn't going away. According to the United Nations, every 15 seconds another child becomes an orphan. More than 130 million children have lost one or both parents. Orphan Outreach spent last week in Nashville at the International Christian Alliance for Orphans Summit, encouraging more than 2,500 Christians to reach out physically and spiritually to orphan kids.
We're presenting best practices for mission trips, how to run an orphan ministry, helping churches get plugged into how they can make a difference for orphans through getting their congregation involved on so many different levels.
That's OO's Tiffany Taylor. Christians are adopting and fostering some of these kids, but Taylor says,
we're really here as an option for all those children that are left behind. The vast majority of children in orphanages have no chance of being adopted either in their countries or internationally coming to the United States.
Find out about short-term mission trip opportunities at our website, missionnews.org. Would you hug somebody with leprosy? Well, just as Jesus showed his love, Christians in India are usually the only ones willing to reach out and love people like this. AMG International has a leprosy ministry that's providing church services, distributing Bibles, and going house to house sharing the gospel. They're also providing for victims' physical needs by giving food and medicine. Now, they could use your help to provide for hundreds of patients. Find those details at our website. And everybody's made in the image of God, but sometimes it's hard to see that. In Uganda, people with disabilities are seen as burdens and even curses. But a refuge home linked with Africa Inland Mission serves and loves kids like this. As God's love is shared, transformations are taking place. The kids are learning new skills. Townspeople are seeing these children are created equal and loved by God. More stories of how transformations are taking place on missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ? When you support MNN with your best gift, you'll receive the new 2015 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.